for a range of rather bizarre reasons. I was talking to some people in the entrance to the Science Museum in London earlier on today and telling them that if they listen to no other part of the programme, they must listen to the first 5 minutes and 20 seconds of it. I hope they did. That's on Sound Effects Records, 12-inch by XLNT, and New Lang Syne, inevitably the title of it. What a great record that is, too. Now, this is The Wedding Present.
You are obsessed. Something inside tells me to go.
Wedding Present, of course, on Cooking Vinyl Records from the EP Mini. That one's called Love Machine. I should have started the programme by wishing you all a Happy New Year, because it's the first opportunity I've had to do that. Also thanking those people who voted for the programme in the Melody Maker poll, which is published this week, down another couple of places. Are we downhearted? No, we are not. Well, not much, anyway. Mississippi Fred McDowell. 1962 in Como, Mississippi. Mississippi Fred McDowell. And that's on Rounder Records, all the way from East St. Louis, the title of it. And by an extraordinary coincidence, a letter which I've just opened, I mean, genuinely, this is the case, from Adam Taller, I guess it probably is pronounced, in Warsaw, Poland. Probably listen to these programmes on satellite, as an increasing number of people in Europe do, I'm pleased to say. And Adam wants to know why I never play any records by Chrome Cranks. Well, if you're listening, Adam, which I hope you are, we've got an entire session from them. The lineup of the band: Bob Berth drums, Jerry Teal on bass, William Weber on guitar and piano, and Peter Aaron guitar and vocals. And the first from the Chrome Cranks, this is Wrong Number. That's supposed to go on for a while, yes, but never mind. Let's let it pass. That's Chrome Cranks and Wrong Number, appropriately enough, the first from them. And I was going to segue it seamlessly into this.
Out of the red. Radio 1, essential guide to credit and debt.
I'm 20, I'm a second-year student at Cardiff University, and basically I'm under a lot of stress with my financial problems. Recently, our house has been extremely cold, and I've been worried about putting the heating on in case we have a gas bill that we can't afford to pay. So at the moment, our heating's on for an hour a day. At night, I go to bed with pyjamas, socks, gloves. It is quite cold, but hopefully it'll all work out and I'll have a much better paid job than I would if I'd have gone straight from school into employment.
Gas bill, electricity bill, telephone bill, council tax bill. Don't panic!
Call the Radio 1 line on 0800 110 100.
0800 110 100.
Out of the red, Radio 1's essential guide to credit and debt.
Thank you.
was Maslin, a.k.a. Small Fish with Spine, on Entone Records, the Neotropic EP, or Neotropic, and that was called Aloo Gobby, delicious, isn't it? And it was released last November, but only now making it onto our turntables, because over Christmas and New Year, I cleared up much of the backlog of records and found some first-class things in there, of course. Incidentally, I have to tell you that the mistake over the Chrome Cranks record, or track, was entirely mine. I couldn't read my own handwriting. This is Guided by Voices, Dodging Invisible Rays. Not a day passes. Remember that week or 10 days last year when they were going to be the new Nirvana? I'm glad they never made it, really, and just stated as Guided by Voices on Matador Records from an EP called Tiger Bomb. That was Dodging Invisible Rays. And featuring the excellent Terry Edwards on saxophone, this is Gallon Drunk.
Same. waterfall every night. Yeah, like a dream. I'll hear you call some gas fire, some too blind. Swing down easy. Hey, swing it down good.
That's another item that's gone too long without getting played. Been around for a week or so now on their own Gallon Drunk record label. That was, Gallon Drunk. The EP's called The Traitor's Gate, and Some Cast Fire was the title of that. After the news, it's going to be Cub Coda from that LP on School Kids Records and The Greasy Chicken. Right now, though...
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Three men have now been charged following an attack on two police officers in Birmingham. One suffered a double fracture of the skull. After the assault, the city's chief constable said police should be given CS gas or pepper sprays to protect themselves. One of Israel's most wanted men, Yashi Iyash, has been killed in the Gaza Strip. He was thought to be the master bomb maker behind attacks which killed 45 people. He died when part of his head was blown off by a booby-trapped mobile phone. A Cambridgeshire woman is back from the dead after being found alive in a body bag in a mortuary. A doctor had earlier certified 61-year-old Daphne Banks as dead. The governor of Holloway Prison has decided to quit. Janet King's departure comes just weeks after inspectors said standards at Britain's biggest women's jail were unacceptably low. And Green MPs in Germany have given up limousines for a more basic form of transport. They're demanding the use of a fleet of bicycles together with a workshop for repairs and parking slots at government buildings in Bonn. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more music.
Yeah, mercy.
cultural stereotyping in that, but still worth playing, I think. Cub Coda on School Kids Records. That's a track from the LP Abba Dabba Dabba, a bonanza of hits. And amongst the Christmas cards that we got, well, the Christmas was one from Cable, and they say a big Christmas hello from the mighty Cable and popular beat combo. I hope you are well. You might have read about our recent accident in the music papers where some drunk bloke with no license or insurance ploughed into the back of our parked van with all of us in it at 70 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour area, throwing our van on its side. Luckily, we're all okay. Darius had concussion and spent one night in hospital and only cancelled a couple of dates on a November-December tour, which ended up going really well. This time we are travelling, they don't say exactly which time, I must say, but this time we are travelling the length and breadth of the UK with Skyscraper, Sonar Nation, Done Lying Down and Solo Race, which sounds like a pretty good night out. We have a new single out in January and an 8-track mini LP at the end of February. Should be touring a fair bit for all of that. And this is Cable's new single on Infectious Records. And in the old days, they used to have on the sleeves of LPs and things, they used to put the legend Wide Dynamic Range. And I think that's probably true of this track as well. It gets very quiet. Smell the wind, get a snow, pull up our splint, stir the ground, my empty pocket, stir the way, steer the day. Well, ever will be safe, we're on our own. Can you see where to lose the face by grown? Don't believe in what you told before you get old. Don't believe in what you told before you get old. That's Cable, 7-inch single on Infectious Records. 70 is the title of it. And I noticed, Lisa in the office upstairs looked into the computer and saw that we've not had a session from Cable since October 94. This is most remiss, and we'll do something about it at the earliest opportunity. You're going to think that I'm playing this next record at the wrong speed. Not so. This is EVA. Extravehicular activity? Could be.
We always proved to be set up.
The Ingwenya Brothers of Zimbabwe said to me he was dead impressed with that at the beginning until I realised the thing's running at the wrong speed. Leoma Falcon and her husband Joseph on the accordion recorded in Louisiana in 1928. Wonderful. Clarence Gatemouth Brown generally has a good cough in the middle of his songs, but not on that one.
Oh, sweet.
Get the impression this one's going to be a stormer?
I think so.
That's me, Andy Kershaw, Sunday night, 10 till midnight, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Hello, 慧娜。
That's Satanta. No, it's not. It's on Satanta Records. R.O.C. Hey You Chick is the title of it. And before that, from the compilation LP on Kickin' Records by Beats by Dope Demand, it was EVA and Dark Side. And one of the first treats of the new year, a new LP from Calvin Party on Probe Plus Records. This one's called Lies, Lies and Government. How can that possibly be, I wonder? This one's Tell Me About Poverty. It starts rather strangely. I mean, it's not exactly what you expect, but becomes what you expect in a manner of speaking after about 25 seconds. Do not be disturbed. Flight Eurotainers, that's Calvin Party on Probe Plus Records and the LP Lies, Lies and Government. And before another one from the Chrome Cranks, a message from the band, well, a message from one of them anyway, along with information about their present and future activities. They currently have a four-track EP available on PCP Entertainment called Lost Time Blues, featuring four previously unreleased tracks, and the lead track is taken from their forthcoming LP, which is scheduled for release in April, and is being recorded as we speak, or as I speak anyway. The band hope to tour Europe around the same time, but are meanwhile holed up in the studio. Vocalist Peter Aaron has asked to pass on a message in the meantime. Give it up, kids, he says. Oasis and Blur suck. We've got some good friends in the UK. And we're worried about innocent victims being caught up in the atrocities of the Oasis versus Blur war. And the band also have a track called Drag House, included on the PCP Entertainment's compilation, Generics. Right, what have we for you now? Oh, this one's called We're Going Down. Jay Trance, and that's on Out of Romford Records from the LP Oblivion, a Deck Novel Part 2 is the title. This next track may easily not play, actually. I've tried to queue it up in a couple of the fabulous Radio 1 CD machines, and they've both been a bit sort of sniffy about it. This one has sort of partially accepted it. I'll press a button and see what happens. There it goes, fabulous. Renderers.
Time was... when...
No, that's not the Renderers. This is the Renderers.
Am I mistaken when I feel that none of this is real? Was it ever more substantial than this? The dust that settles round two solid objects run aground.
There in the end, those are the Renderers, and that comes from an LP called Disturbed, a Dunedin, New Zealand compilation LP that was Buried Alive. And the track that you heard a little bit off prior to that, when I pressed the wrong button, was in response to Eamon Fitzmaurice from Shipley, Yorkshire, who said, "Dear John, I'd like you to play the track Blue from the Ken Nordine album Colours. Could you please dedicate it to my daughter Maisie Florence, who'll be 1 year old on the 8th of January. Happy to do that."
Time was when blue was the saddest. sadder than that. Blue was the bluest blue can be blue. No one seemed to care. Least of all blue. No, blue wasn't making it. But then, on a Thursday of a year, who can remember except blue? Something sudden happened. Blue went as high as sky is high. Flipped fathoms up. Began to swing easy. Sensibly. The way swings should be swung. Like birds sing a song. Now everyone loves the new blue. Cause it's the truest. You will too. When you see this blue. True blue. Too true. True blue. Too true.
This most unsettling stuff in stereo, this. That's Ken Nordine on Asphodel Records. The LP is Colours. And that was blue. And I noticed in one of the catalogues I was looking at this week from Greyhound or Cargo or SRD or someone that there's another LP of Ken Nordine stuff around, sort of, you know, same sort of thing, I suppose, but not devoted to any particular thing like Colours. And I'm tempted to buy it, I must admit, and delight you with one or two tracks from that as well. And I also saw in one of these catalogues that there's an LP of Fall material, some of which has not been previously released, and that, as you might imagine, is probably at this very moment speeding its way to my home. In the meantime, this is from that Scout LP from Aachen in Germany, the legendary Chaos tape, which is now available on CD, English Scheme. Well, the subdued applause, actually, under the circumstances. The Fall, of course, on Scout Records from the legendary Chaos tape, recorded in 1980, and that was English Scheme. And I got a press release, along with the record, of course, from Simon Plaskett of Power Promotions in London, just before Christmas, about a record, says, Mudskipper versus Stywood on Jam Records, spelled with two M's. And it says here, Wesley was a Canadian goods train driver in the late 1940s. 1947, saw him driving one of those dirty great 100-carriage monsters you see in all of those old hobo Bell movies. The brakes failed and Wesley radioed through to his controller, who told him to jump. Old Wesley decided to stay with his train, like all good captains do. As the wagons rolled, the train speeded up faster and faster, winding its way through the Canadian Rockies. Still Wesley stayed with his train, and still Wesley's controller tried to get him to jump off until eventually it crashed down the side of a mountain. Someone recorded the conversation. Well, I thought this was some kind of, promotion company hyperbole, but it does seem to be the case.
March the 9th, the time, not 8:23.
Yes, go ahead, over.
Alvin, I think we may have a lazy situation on our hands. We've grabbed a bunch of cars back here at the mines, and we can't hold them. She's away on us there. How's number 14?
14 left passes at 0818. Over.
Okay, let us know she's very empty there. Why don't we have a point in the order, and she might be right out on the main line.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. How many cars is there? Yep, over.
Are you hooked up to those cars?
This mission's impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to obtain an enormous overdraft you can never hope to pay off. In the envelope, you'll find a cash card. I'm afraid you'll have to wait a few days to use it, as we here at Mission Impossible are taking no chances and are sending you the number separately. On no account, take your cash card anywhere near a service till, as banks aren't stupid, and the card will be instantly retained. Instead, take the cash card to a supermarket. Buy a lettuce and get 50 quid on cash back. The next morning, return the lettuce. You may now eat this radio. Good luck.
Overdrawn. Bank manager on the warpath. Are you having to pawn your granny to pay off that loan? Get yourself out of the debt trap. Call the Radio 1 line on 0800 110 100.
0800 110 100.
Out of the red, the essential guide to credit and debt on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
I'm sitting here waiting for that train to go by. Sitting here waiting for that train to go by. Here comes baby on it, and she said goodbye. That train, oh, it's way down that track. That train,
train sequence for you there. That's from the Blankenship Brothers on Bark Log Records, Country Hicks Volume 1, the title of the LP, Waiting for a Train. Before that, actually, I couldn't quite follow the entire story to see whether Wesley survived his hideous adventure or not. But Steinway, anyway, on Jam Records by and Dub Cowboys, the title of the track. And this is from an LP which is a big favourite on the Radcliffe programme.
It's cool.
Mistreated, spelled with a Y, on Twist Records. That's Angel of Light. And this next band, billed as Canada's most popular surf combo. That's a tough one to live up to, I think. We'll be right back. That's Know Nothing, a track from their LP, The Room Where Everything Happens at Once. And before that, from Canada, it was Mark Brody and Beaver Patrol, from their LP, The Shores of Hell. The track was Scratch.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
The governor of Holloway Prison has decided to quit. Janet King's departure comes just weeks after inspectors said standards at Britain's biggest women's jail were unacceptably low. Israel's public enemy number one, thought to be behind bomb attacks in which 45 people died, has been killed by a booby-trapped mobile phone. From Jerusalem, Stephen Sacker.
After a day of confusion, there's now no doubt that Yahya Ayash was assassinated in a house in Beit Lahia in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian police said he was killed when a booby-trapped mobile phone exploded. One witness who saw Ayash's body said half his face had been blown away. As crowds gathered outside the house where the man known as the engineer died, the military wing of the Islamic group Hamas vowed vengeance.
Detectives investigating a child porn ring on the internet have arrested a retired vicar in Sussex. Two others have been arrested and 150 pictures seized. A 30-year-old man will appear in court in the morning, charged with supplying ecstasy to the teenager Helen Cousins, who fell into a coma after taking the drug on New Year's Eve. Radio 1 News Beats, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more music.
Put me in your jeep.
Might have been Tom's tip. He hadn't been too busy this week to actually choose one. This is on Jump Up Records, The X Booming. A couple of faxes here, one of them from our chums, Cheap Sweaty Fun, at TJ's, on Wednesday, January the 10th. You're going to have Laurel Aitken, the legend who carved out his reputation in the early days of Jamaica ska, bluebeat and rocksteady, it says here. And they're going to be supported, he's going to be supported, rather, by The Block. That's this coming Wednesday at TJ's in Newport Gwent. And then one here from Lung Leg, just dropping you a wee line to wish you a happy new year. Our next gig is at the Piao Club, and will be the first gig at their new venue, which is upstairs at the garage. I think we're talking London here, listeners. That's on Thursday the 18th of January. Also playing Abyss and Heavenly, so it looks like a good night. Indeed it does. And this is from the Chrome Cranks. They're in session tonight. Incidentally, tomorrow afternoon between 5 and 7, we have more sessions for you. They come from Gene, making their debut on the programme, actually, and Magoo, and the same holds true for them. Chrome Cranks, though, and this is called 235. That comes from the LP Foundation of Roots in Dub, which is on Roots Records. And then before that, it was our session guest, Chrome Cranks, with a Spaceman 3 tune called 235. And Tortoise are going to be in our midst fairly soon. And I think we're trying to track them down about with a view to doing a session with them. Let's see, they're going to, what does it say here? The band will be over in the UK to play some shows around the third week of January. More news of these dates as soon as they are sorted, I'm told. And here's another, anyway, no. This is from an LP called Millions Now Living Will Never Die. And the track is A Survey. Starts very quietly. Somebody suggested to me that that might be at the wrong speed, but it's certainly the only speed that makes any sense to me. That was by Semtex on Twisted Vinyl Records, an EP called Bass is Rockin'. And then before that, it was Tortoise in Our Midst Fairly Soon, and a track from their LP, Millions Now Living Will Never Die. My thanks to John Mitchell, who sent me a copy of Bristol's Venue magazine, and it's got their poll results in it, and quite interesting in some ways. In fact, for example, the best TV ad I see is that Guinness ad, you know, the bloke dancing about. I suppose that's fairly predictable. And they express astonishment in the editorial paragraph that a couple of people voted for the Peugeot ad with the woman going, nice car. And that's become huge in our house. Now, like everything that comes up in our house, we're always going, I mean, if car is appropriate, then we say, nice car. But it could be like, nice meal, or nice anything at all. And it's huge, as I say, and is beginning to dominate our lives. And rather sad that it's been taken off, I think, or appears to have been, anyway, at least where we live it has been. And gig of the year, of course, was Glastonbury, and much sadness again at Peel Lakers, because there's going to be no Glastonbury this year. So we have no family holiday, in effect, which is grim indeed. And I suppose we just have to look forward to Glastonbury Festival 1997. You don't, like, get overconfident once you get to be my age, to be perfectly honest with you. You think, how am I going to make it to the next Glastonbury Festival? Favourite politician, Tony Benn, Ken Livingstone, Claire Short, Dennis Skinner. Dennis would have got my vote, I have to say. And then Woman of the Year, interestingly enough, is my mum. It says, I mean, not my mum, you know, but I mean, everybody who wrote in, or the majority of them, wrote in and voted for their mum. But I noticed that there's no My Dad in Man of the Year, which says something about the society in which we live, I think. And after all that philosophical stuff, time to play you something from Lagwagon. Sign of the Fast Show, though, in the venue poll, which I find rather shocking. That was Lagwagon on Fat Records from their LP Hoss, and that was called Sleep. So is this. Thank you.
sitting in bars on the south coast, dead winter, all the rides and arcades closed down. He used to say, well, everybody knows that there's money in the entertainment business, more than enough for us to grab a piece. Only thing was, even the back door was always bolted and guarded by dogs. The Bleatles was a non-starter, sample sheet bleat a Beatles medley. That was so dumb, somebody must have done it already. Besides, we both hated the Beatles so much, it was kind of difficult to muster the enthusiasm to even talk that one through. Then there was English Presley, the pearly king of rock and roll. We had the album title, Rockin' and Rollin' Out the Barrel, The King Goes Cockney. We got as far as sketching out the sleeve, English in a pearl button jumpsuit in front of a jelly deal store. Press releases, fake reviews, the whole bit. Everything except the music. Maybe that one would have made it. Who knows? They were right, I guess. They always used to say, if you two put a little effort into these things instead of sitting around talking, then maybe one of them would come up. You're going to spend your whole lives in bars talking shit to each other, and you're never, ever going to do anything worthwhile. You've got to be the two laziest, worst-shot people I've ever met. And we used to nod, take a sip from our drinks and say, well, thank you, man.
My brother Alan used to memorise entire sections of the dialogue of Elvis Presley films. I think Speedway was his favourite, certainly one of mine. I wish you could get it on video. Perhaps you can, I've never seen it anywhere, though. That was English Presley, the pearly king of rock and roll by Kurt Lake on Che Records from an LP called So, you got anything else? And that's, again, it's a CD that's been around for quite some time. And I had a cassette of it, an unmarked cassette of it in the car, which I used to listen to quite a lot and wonder what it was. And it wasn't until I addressed the CD mountain over Christmas that I actually discovered what it was. Before that, it was Earl Bostick and a very old LP. Indeed, Earl Bostick and his orchestra, and Sleep, the first sort of jazz record, or something that would be reviewed in jazz magazines, usually in the most disparaging way, that I ever bought. And I just noticed, actually, when I was looking at the sleeve of it, that it's got John Coltrane on tenor on at least one of the tracks, and his name spelled wrong on there as well. Kind of thing, sort of reassuring in a way. And speaking of Cockney music, which Kirk Lake was, I was sort of over Christmas, you may have seen it, done it yourselves, you may know all about it, but Bill Bailey does a most amusing thing about Cockney music. This is Baby Bird.
Touch thumbs and it becomes two bright suns in the same sky. Bad blood lighting the flood with red dye, spreading so slowly over God's eyes. And it never dries, keeps on going, never slowing, till it's showing in every multiplex across the country. It's your country. That blood's everywhere, it's in the flex of ten fingers, like the singers on the Larry Grayson show. It'll run and run like red snow until the world blows, splitting LCDs into pop songs to put the atom back where it came from. That blood was wrong, with a bridge from here to Hong Kong, with a bridge from here to Hong Kong, with a bridge from here to Hong Kong. That blood, that blood. Bad blood, bad blood, bad blood. Tomac steals a million wheels to cut patty fields into big deals, like boiled onions and jellied eels. Gets the country on an even keel. Bad blood like love is a good feel with an asbestos glove. Run along the thigh containing bad blood. Cries out for love because all you believe in is love. Cries out for love because all you believe in is love. Bad blood in a white dove flies way above the shovel in Spain. I'm not afraid of bad blood. Bad blood buried in the ground like a sound you'll never hear again. Bad blood in your ink pen writes the words, not now but when. Bad blood,
Used to be a him, now it's a they, and doing gigs. One of them, provisionally anyway, at the Wild Club in Norwich on May the 5th, actually, quite some time ahead, if you want to jot that down. And more Wild Club dates in just a moment. But that was Baby Bird from the third LP, I think, which is called Fatherhood on Baby Bird Records. Bad Blood, the title of it. What a nice tune that is, too. Coming up at the Wild Club, actually, this next week on January the 8th, it's Prolapse. And then on the 15th, 60-foot dolls tipped for the top. And I shall probably be there. Then again, I may not be. Catatonia on January the 22nd. That's another provisional one. And then you've got Flaming Stars on the 29th. Perfume and Pitkins on February the 5th. Urusse Yatsura on February the 12th. Cable on February the 19th. And Solar Race on March the 5th. So a lot of very good stuff indeed coming up in Norwich anyway. This is LFO.
Thank you.
That's called Shove Piggy Shove by LFO, from the LP Advance on Warp Records. And as I hinted earlier in the programme, systems such as they are for keeping records sorted out and getting things sort of listened to in turn and so forth, is by and large breaking down. I mean, it broke down really by the middle of last year and just gets worse. But, you know, obviously, by comparison with most things in life, it's a pretty nice situation to be in. I don't deny that. But one of the things that I was listening to yesterday was an unmarked LP. I mean, it's just a white label, no information, no titles, nothing at all. And I think it was probably by Maisie Fade. This certainly is.
It's the launch of the Brits for 1996, with me, Stuart McConey, and him, Andrew Collins.
Yes, and we'll be loitering at London's Hard Rock Cafe with intent to bring you the first news of the contenders for this year's Big Music Biz Awards show.
And trying to work out what it can all mean.
The Brits, 1996. Be there by joining us live with Kevin Greeny on Monday morning.
Only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
There's a strange and sad story attached to this record, which is by Shaq, the great kind of missing Shaq LP, now made available on Marina Records. The LP is called Water Pistol, and that was Sergeant Major. Before that, a single from Maisie Fade, sounding rather different. I must admit, obviously, they've undergone personnel changes, and I'm not quite sure what they are. And a single called Transmitted with Love, with an LP to follow pretty darn soon, I think. And this is from the Chrome Cranks, they're in session.
Thank you.
Too piercing, man. That's Chrome Cranks, Down So Low, they're in session. One more from them before the end of the program. This here's The Roots, man. From Third Eye Music, this is from an LP called The Roots Man Remix, this time by Chico. Mechtub is the title of it. After the news, M Zone.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Detectives tracking child porn on the internet have arrested a retired vicar at Eastbourne in Sussex. They say the 68-year-old clergyman could be part of a huge electronic trade in pornography. A man's been hurt in a gun attack in North Belfast. He was hit by flying glass when a gunman opened fire at his house at Glengormley. It's not clear if it's linked to recent drugs-related shootings in Northern Ireland. American rapper Steady B has been charged with murdering a policewoman. She was shot dead during an attempted bank robbery in Philadelphia. An investigation's underway after a woman was found alive in a body bag at a mortuary in Cambridgeshire. The 61-year-old farmer's wife is recovering in hospital. She's said to be taking her ordeal very calmly. After a 60-day trek in temperatures as low as minus 40 degrees Celsius, Arctic explorer David Hempelman Adams has become the first Briton to walk on his own to the South Pole. And the jackpot for today's record national lottery draw is estimated at £40 million. 90% of adults have a ticket. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more music.
from Boskaland, a nice place to live, that's M-Zone. And a few weeks ago I played you a track from an LP on Fundamental Records by Six String Drag, a thing that was called, still is called actually, The Hand That Knocks Me Down. Very countryish indeed, and I said at the time that much of the rest of the stuff on there is in the kind of Jackson Brown, Neil Young corner. And here's a demonstration of that really. This is called Crooked Arrow, which even sounds like a Neil Young title. In fact, I think it is one, isn't it?
Just to see you spread the first bird of gets busy.
Watch out at 1 o'clock, the 1FM rap show with me, Westwood.
You know how we do.
Yeah. Fat Fridays 1 till 4 a.m. Number flavor, you know how we do. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Stay tuned, your bloody station.
On the Riz record label, from an LP called Who Gave the Permission, that's Riz All Stars, straight to Ratko's head. That's the repellent Ratko Mladic, of course. And before that, it was six-string drag on Fundamental Records and a track called Crooked Arrow. This is the last from our session guests tonight, Chrome Cranks. Chrome Cranks in session, Backdoor Maniac is the title of that, this afternoon between 5 and 7, sessions from Gene and Magoo, and then next weekend it's Zany Gaver and the Future Sound of London in this programme, and on Saturday week, or today week rather, is that right? Yeah, Luggage and the Delgados. We've already had Earl Bostick, a good honking alto saxophonist in this programme. Here's a good honking tenor saxophonist. This is Jimmy Rice. I'll see if I can get Terry Edwards to teach me to do that. That's Jimmy Wright, and from an LP on Sequel Records called Saxophony, I'm afraid. That was Move Over. And here's a card from Tony in his comfortable home in Oxford. That's how he signs it anyway. And he says, could you play a song for all of the plucky folks who've made their homes in the path of the Newbury Bypass in Berkshire, especially Badger and Ali, who went down for Christmas and New Year's in the woods? Well, I'm proud to do that. I wish I had their courage and commitment. This is from Astral Projection. four star tracks, this you don't get many of those. From Israel and Tip Records, this is Astral Projection. And this is a 12-inch called Enlightened Evolution. Don't forget this afternoon between 5 and 7, it's Gene and Magoo in session. Thanks very much for listening. Here's Westwood.
That's right, Dad, I'm at the point I don't give a... I'll bring my goodies, some grenades, and I'll...
Fuck that Billy.